Hello. How are you today? This is... Oh, God damn it. There's all these clips on my effing jacket. And it always, again, pulls on my mic. It's this one little area. It hooks onto... Oh, this is really annoying. Really, really annoying. Anyway, hi, Sean Aram here. Sean Geek Podcast, on the road, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole spiel. If you've been listening, you know the deal of the podcast. But I'm going to start with the introduction of what the podcast is actually about. And you can follow along. You might hear some lady talking in your ear. Anyway, yeah. So, the nature of this podcast is, this podcast will only ever be recorded while I'm driving. It will not be while I'm walking, it will not be while I'm cycling, not while I'm taking the dog for a walk, not while I'm sitting in my basement prepping. It's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be when I'm driving, getting from one location to another. So, today I'm off to practice. I have just left work, stayed at work an hour and too much, an hour and a half more. Anyway, so I'm off my way, on my way to practice, and today, what am I going to talk about? Well, I'm going to be a little bit, oh my God, a little bit freeform today. Today, I want to talk about movies. And talk about the movies I like. The movies that are coming out that I want to see of series that I like. Everyone always answers the same question. Marvel this movie. Marvel that movie. Marvel whatever movie. Yes, I am looking forward to every single Marvel movie coming. Anyway, so there's a bunch of upcoming movies that are coming out this year. I'm just going to talk about the ones for this year. I know everyone's talking about the... Dude, holy shit, man. That guy almost hit me. Nice. Okay, well, whatever. Let's move on. Wow. Nice way to start my Thursday evening. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet, whatever they're calling the Avengers movie. That's a long, 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 long ways away. But yesterday, I found myself... looking forward to Thor Ragnarok, which comes out this year. And the more I hear about it, the more I like it. And it seems like the new formula they've been taking with the Marvel movies, particularly with Civil War. But really, it came earlier than that when they did... I'm going to take this effing jacket off, man. I'm going to take this effing jacket off. I'm doing it right now. This is going to be like the most comical episode ever, because here I am trying to drive, my zipper catching everything. So, patience. Thor Ragnarok. So there's been some clips online that I guess there's going to be some stuff on the Doctor Strange Blu-ray when it comes out, and there was a noticeable absence of Thor and Hulk in Civil War, but every other Avenger was there, which is really, really interesting. The old Avengers team and the new Avengers team minus those two guys, which is very, very interesting. But Marvel's been doing this for a while, where they've inserted characters that just are not going to get their own movie. So they've had they had Hawkeye in the Thor movie, very, very, very brief. But then they had Black Widow in a couple of movies, and Black Widow, it looks like she's not going to be getting her own movie, but they just keep inserting her everywhere. And she's had a character arc that's, you know, spanned over several movies. And she's having a ton of appearances in a lot of movies, which is great, actually. I'm quite enjoying it. But I guess when it came to Civil War, this was the, hey, take a look at this, people. They just threw everybody in there. So it was kind of cool that they did that. So, yeah, it was kind of awesome, actually. So, so with the Thor Ragnarok, sorry, I'm really distracted. Just some really bad drivers on the road, and I'm a little bit nervous driving today. But what I wanted to say is with Thor Ragnarok, they're going to be teaming, shoving the Hulk in there. And there's probably a lot of reasons for it, but there's been two Hulk movies, and the two Hulk movies are, I think, were through two different studios. The second one was through Marvel Studios, but there's some still joint thing with, I don't know if it's Universal, but it all has to do with distribution rights and that sort of thing. So Marvel doesn't own Hulk 100%, or Marvel Studios doesn't own Hulk 100%. They're allowed to use him, but for solo movies, there are still distribution rights that go through somebody else, so Marvel doesn't have complete control over the Hulk. So the way around it, which is kind of smart, is they can insert him in any other movie as long as he's not the lead, and we can see the Hulk story develop, which is pretty cool, actually. So, this is really weird that I'm being sent this way to go where I'm going. I'm actually using Google Maps to get to my destination, which seems particularly odd. Like, very, very odd. I don't know why it wants me to go this way. This is going to be the most disjointed podcast you have ever heard. So, let's see where it wants me to go. Oh my god, it wants me to go this way. Oh my god, this routing to get over to Alex's house is effed up. Oh my god. I'm just making sure it's sending me to the right place. This is a shit of a drive. Alright, well anyway, I guess that's the way we're going. So anyway, so now Thor is probably the least popular of all the Marvel properties, potentially. Maybe Ant-Man was a little less popular, or maybe in line, I'm not really sure. Ant-Man had a lot of hurdles to overcome, and I do think that we're going to see maybe a consistent box office with that franchise, but it is one of my favorites for sure. I think out of all the movies I've seen so far on the Marvel side, I really enjoy Ant-Man and Doctor Strange and Guardians, I guess, probably the most. But this is probably because it's still new. I really enjoyed Iron Man at the time, and I enjoyed Iron Man 2 even more. I'm one of the rare exceptions. But I also greatly loved the first Captain America and the first Thor. So anyway, so this new Thor, I mean, Thor has had decreasing interest in the series as it's progressed, and I think they really wanted to spike it up, so they did the Captain America formula like they did with Civil War and said, okay, well, how do we make this interesting? Well, let's add a co-star. Well, let's have a co-star in the movie. So the co-star in this movie, in Captain America Civil War, was, of course, Tony Stark, Iron Man. And it really, you know, it made it a billion-dollar movie. But having all the Avengers in there and Spider-Man, like, they just kept raising the stakes. And they were actually able to make it work. And some people feel that the movie should have been nominated for Oscar and all this. I thought the movie was great. It was a lot of fun. Was it an artistic movie in that, you know, it was a really well-told story with, you know, was it a Dark Knight, I guess, you know, some people would compare it to? No, it wasn't a Dark Knight. It definitely wasn't a Dark Knight. But I wasn't a big fan of Dark Knight either. I liked a lot of things about it. But in terms of a movie as a whole, there was a few areas in the movie that were lacking, in my opinion. And in Civil War, the movie was overstuffed. I mean, I didn't get bored, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and it was thoroughly enjoyable, but it just lacked, there was a, I don't know if it was a seriousness that I would say was missing. I don't think it was a seriousness that was missing. I think it was more of a, it was just fun. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, because it definitely isn't in a bad way. In terms, like, I thought Doctor Strange was a far better movie than Civil War. But I think it's because they're really looking at developing a character. And in Civil War, I don't feel it was about developing a character. It was about having a giant spectacle. There was character development, but there was so much going on. And it was an Avengers movie, even though it wasn't an Avengers movie, but it pretty much was. So I think they kind of went a little too far. But I mean, I still enjoyed the movie. So I mean, it's when you're complaining about a movie that was really good, you're really digging. And I feel like that's what I'm doing. Doctor Strange for me was a very good movie. It hit every note. And because the Marvel movies now are so good, that you're really splitting hairs really on what sucks in these movies. We're lucky to be in the age we are in that we're actually getting movies like this at all. Like, it's really quite astounding. So there's that, right? So, but anyway, so with Thor Ragnarok, I think Marvel made a smart choice in that, well, how do we get interest in the Thor world? The Thor world is a really, really out there, and I don't think it's the common person's favorite kind of superhero movie. Much like Ant-Man, I think it's the same thing, and I think Doctor Strange really falls in there as well. I mean, they grossed a ton of money, but it doesn't have that universality that Spider-Man has, or Iron Man did, or even Captain America seems to have a universality to it. So, I think Thor is kind of lacking. I mean, it has a lot of great things going for it that attract different types of audiences, which is really good. I mean, it's got with Chris Hemsworth, I think with the Thor movie, I think the audience is more female than male, if anything, I believe, because, you know, you get some hunky dude as the main guy. But I really like that fantasy element of Thor. I always have enjoyed it. I mean, I've read the comic books as a kid, and, you know, there's been some really great runs, and I've always loved Thor as an Avenger. Like, I always enjoyed him. He's one of the characters I really enjoy in the Avengers, the comic books, I'm saying. Because I really always like that regalness within the setting of a bunch of Joe Schmoes, some guys with super high level power, and how he interacts with those people, especially his interactions with Captain America in the comics. That level of how he treats Captain America like an equal when he's the least powerful of any Avenger, when you really, really look at it. So, I really like all that, and I am a fan of the series. I really did enjoy the first movie, and I really liked the steps they took in the second film. Like, they're really good movies, but yeah, I can understand there's not a broader appeal to the audience. So I understand that, fully appreciate it, but I understand that they gotta shake things up to bring in, like, they gotta make that movie crack its core audience and really get out there. And these movies have made good money. The Thor movies have made good money, but they're at the bottom of the spectrum. So how do you boost? Well, you put a guest star in. And really, the standout star of the first Avengers movie was, by and large, it was definitely Hulk. And it was definitely that rivalry between him and Thor that really captured the audience. So let's just do more of that. And I totally understand where that comes from. And it's also a way to keep telling the Hulk story, which people are demanding to see, but we'll never see in a movie. and they're adapting a storyline from the Hulk comics that is one of the most popular Hulk storylines in forever. So, you know, you can't go wrong, I don't think. I think what they're doing and what they're striving to do in this movie, and kind of making it a buddy movie, which seems to be kind of what it is, with two people who don't actually get along, I think it really works. And I'm actually, to be honest, I am looking forward to that movie quite a bit. Yeah, and honestly, I really can't wait. So that's really one that I'm really, really looking forward to. Another movie getting some traction right now with some gorgeous trailers and some really hard-hitting work is the new Wolverine movie. I'm just trying to remember what it's called. I think it's called Logan. And what they're doing there and is adapting the old man Logan storyline and saying, screw the continuity, let's just do a Wolverine movie and just do it. And just, you know, just do the movie we want to do, screw the continuity, because Fox Studios, who does the X-Men movies, they're so concerned with the continuity and making it work. And then they did a time travel thing and everyone's things turned on its head, which wasn't a bad idea, don't get me wrong, but it's really, really hard to take that property and adapt it in such a way to make it work. Am I happy with what they're doing? I am. I like where they're going with this. I like what they're doing. But I'm not as excited. I haven't been pushed over the edge with it. So, I mean, I'm probably going to see it, but nowadays I don't go see movies in theaters as often as I would like or as I have in the past, because with two kids and all that, it's really, really difficult. So we really, really pick and choose our movies now, like we haven't done before. And before, this would have been a guaranteed see in the theaters, and this time it may not be a guaranteed see in the theaters. So we'll see if babysitters line up and all that sort of thing, we may actually go do it. But there's other movies out that my wife also wants to see that I want to see. So, and we haven't seen the new Harry Potter movie yet, which I know we have to go see, and it may have even been pulled out of theaters by at this point, who knows. But anyway, we're not quite there. So anything else coming out that I'm interested in? I've kind of a Matt Damon fan, and generally there might be a movie that comes out that he's in, I'm like, well, I don't know, and we end up seeing it, I was like, oh, that was excellent. And then we're like, there'll be another Matt Damon movie that comes out, I'm like, well, it might be okay, and we go see him, and we're like, oh, that was really good. So he's got a new movie out called The Great Wall, which has gotten, I don't know, it's gotten slammed for what's the term, whitewashing. I don't really, don't even get me started on that topic. Don't get me started on that topic. It's one of those arguments that it doesn't matter what you say, you're never going to win the argument. As in, if I say anything about it, I cannot win the argument. I cannot be right. There is no right to the story. Both sides of the story are wrong, according to, depending on who you're talking to, and there's no way to win that argument. So I'm not even going to get into it. But it's a Matt Damon movie, and I'm actually excited to see it. I had some very interesting surprises with The Martian. It looked kind of silly and bad to me, and I saw it, and it was really, really good. I really liked Elysium. I know that movie didn't do as well and wasn't as well regarded, but I really thoroughly enjoyed that movie. The Adjustment Bureau. Oh, The Adjustment Bureau was so cool. Really, really liked it. And it just seems like Matt Damon just keeps making movies that he wants to do, be damned if it's, you know, going to be popular or not. So I'm really respecting his choices as an actor and, you know, just going with it. It's like he's taken on that role that Bruce Willis used to have, where he was just making a lot of good movies back to back to back. And maybe they weren't all hyper successful, but they did have a huge... a lot of people were watching it after it came out of theaters, and he was kind of building a brand, the Bruce Willis the brand. So But Matt Damon seems to be doing that now. I'm looking forward to that one. And if I have a choice between that and Logan, I think I'd go see the Matt Damon movie, to be honest. It just, it's going to be good. It's Matt Damon trying something. And when Matt Damon tries something, he always succeeds in my book. So what else is coming out? Let's see. We have, so we have Wonder Woman coming out. And that's coming out fairly soon, I believe. I'm really looking forward to this. I think out of all the superhero movies that are coming up, for 2016 anyway, that's number one on my list. There's nothing in it that I don't want to see. Everything in it is what I want to see in a movie. Like, there's nothing I don't want to see in there. Everything is perfect. So I you can't go wrong. Like, there's so many right things in this movie. Like, I can't. Oh, that's where I'm going. I'm just kind of figuring out where I'm going now. Now I know where I'm going. I'm really excited for it. There's just everything about it. Like, I like the modernization of the Wonder Woman costume, which they've done in the comics, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you can do the costume very wrong in a movie. And I really like the look of it. I've championed who they've picked as the actress right from day one. I know a lot of people were against the idea, but, you know, if you're going to pick someone to play Wonder Woman, you got to pick someone else. You can't pick Angelina Jolie, or, you know, you got to really cater to the character and not try to get, you know, the top Hollywood actress at the moment. Like, I don't think that's the right way. You have to cast the right actress. And I really honestly feel like they have. And I'm so stoked to see it. Chris Pine, the way he's been portrayed in the trailers has been really funny and appropriate and kind of pokes fun. It kind of pokes fun at the time and all those things. Like, I really, really like what they've done there. It works for me. It really does. There's a historical setting in the movie, which I really like. I mean, I really like that in Captain America. It was, you know, it was good. So there's nothing not to like. And the fact that they used World War I instead of World War II, that actually really won me over, because I know they say World War II is the Great War and it was horrible and everything about it. And, you know, it needs to be documented and talked about and all this sort of stuff. And don't get me wrong. Yes, it's true. But, you know, World War I was another war that had some really interesting connotations to it that really should be discussed and really should be further. And I've always pushed for Marvel. I'd love to see Marvel do a movie that centers around World War I and the heroes of World War I. To me, I mean, it just works. But anyway, I'm really, really looking forward to that. We're going to be seeing Spider-Man this year as well. I'm definitely looking forward to it. To be honest, Wonder Woman is up one level for me on that, on Spider-Man. Spider-Man is probably my favorite comic book character of all time. And in that regard, consistently, I've been fair weather with some characters, and some characters I've liked for a longer time. I've always said Captain Britain is my favorite character, but I've liked Spider-Man longer than any other character. I mean, that is the first character I identified with. You know, I fell in love with. Like, there was, you know, there was nothing in there that didn't, nothing within that character that didn't work for me. And for so long. And yeah, I've fallen off the Spider-Man bandwagon from time to time. But I've never, you know, I've never given up on the character. Like, he's always been awesome. So, yeah. So, anyway, that's what I got to say about that. is there anything else coming out that I'm interested in seeing? Not that I can think of right off the hop. there's a few other things, but not really. So I think I'm gonna, oh my god, this guy's driving on the curb, like it's unbelievable. But whatever. I think I've been led in a very poor direction, but we'll see here. Nice. I did direct me in the wrong direction. That is freaking awesome. Oh well, we'll figure it out. Anyway, what else can we talk about? Well, I'm kind of getting into comic books again. Kind of really excited about it. What I've been doing is I've been digging through... Excuse me. I have not arrived. What I've been doing is I've been digging through my Spider-Man comic book collection. Now, I own a lot of Spider-Man comics. A lot of Spider-Man comics. More than you can... It's unbelievable how many comic books I have that are Spider-Man related. I also bought a long time ago... digital comics of Spider-Man. I think it's, could be wrong, it's either 300 issues or 500 issues, which is insane in the membrane. Well, I don't even know where I am. This is freaking awesome. It totally took me in a wrong direction. This is great. I don't even know where I am. Oh, Watt Street. Oh, darn it. Oh, man. I'm completely and utterly lost. Oh, well. Let's see where I go. This is really interesting. I think I'm actually going to pull over. I'm trying to see if I see any streets that I recognize here. Oh, I know where I am now. Wow, this is really, really interesting. I had no idea those streets went that way. That's okay. I'm on track to be back at the right location again, so it's phenomenal. Anyway, so I'm almost at my place of practice, so I'm going to touch off as soon as I can here. And thanks for listening to the podcast. I can't give enough thanks and praise to all the people that decide that I'm not that boring to listen to and like to hear the exploits of the band, of my writing, and a whole bunch of stuff. So we will sign off shortly. I am 2 minutes from destination. That's the hard part about this job, is timing my ending. And as I've said, I have to continue the podcast until I get to my destination. That is the rule of the show, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. We have another show coming up. Dome has another show coming up. We're practicing tonight on an off night to get that show put together. We're adding one more song to the set for this show, and I'm actually very, very excited. Our newest song, which is called This Isn't, that's the name of the song. Great, great tune. In fact, we sound checked with that song, and it went over really, 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 really well. So, yeah, man, I can't wait to play that song live, because that song is so good. Yeah, it's so good. My phone just fell. All right. Okay, I'm going to sign off here. If I can just find my effing phone. That's awesome. It's still recording. That's fantastic. All right, we're going to sign off, guys. Later.